You're listening to DraftKings Network.
It's done.
Connor McDavid! It's not real!
The goal of the year.
Panarin!
Part of the past. The celebrations. Forgotten. The history.
Vegas Golden Knights!
History. Win. We're back to a blank slate. Clean ice. All that matters now is what happens next. The Stanley Cup Playoffs.
Eastern Conference Final begins Wednesday.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
This is the Dan Le Batard Show with the Stugatz Podcast.
Greg Cody sits here saying that he is astounded. There are reports now all over the place, and I don't know what's verified, but somehow, and I'm surprised that you guys are surprised, Rory McIlroy possibly getting an $850 million deal from Liv.
He can't do that.
Okay, but you say, I have reached the point in sports where words mean nothing. Jimmy Butler before a series can say whatever he wants. The words don't mean anything. Rory, yeah, you were about principles back then. That was then. This is now. And if all of society caves on the Saudi money and your sport caves on the Saudi money and you're standing alone on the other side, correct me if I'm wrong on this, you're hanging on to a principle that nobody else cares about.
Well, he's not alone. Other golfers care about it. Tiger Woods cares about it. There are some golfers, Jordan Spieth, Justin Thomas, they care
but
about it.
What are you guys astounded by? Of course, the blood money is going to keep buying as much as it can to whitewash its money, and golf was a good choice because look at how the country club splintered the moment you've got Mickelson with a gambling problem over here and these other guys, Greg Norman making an economy around his courses because there's so much blood money flowing in.
There's two reasons I'm astounded by it. One is you can't be the guy who rails against it, and he has been the leader of the group of golfers railing against it, and then take a deal with Liv. And then the other thing is, why would Liv do this? They're going to get their merger anyway. Why would they spend $850 million on him?
Especially for a guy who hasn't won a major in a lot of years. I mean, Rory, if anything, has been a career disappointment, I think, based on his early part of his career. But I agree with Stugatz. The reason I'm astounded is that he was out front. He was the face of anti-Liv golf. And now he's
but
joining
this is
the
how
enemy.
They buy your sport. This is how they wash the money.
I just feel like some people need to be above that. Tiger Woods is above that. Is he going to go to Live Golf? They're offering him money, even at his age, like nobody else. He hasn't done it yet.
But Rory came off, I think, feeling the dumbest out of everyone that was involved in the situation because he was the most outspoken. He was the loudest defender of the PGA, of not doing this. And I mean, I don't know him, obviously. I'm not speaking for him, but it very much felt like a betrayal when there was the announcement that the PGA and Liv were entering some sort of partnership.
That's
not
fair.
Necessarily a merger, because I think they're still going to exist as separate entities, but there was almost like a betrayal. Like, why was I defending you if everyone is still going to... If this money's still out there, I'd be stupid not to take it if you're just going to take it from them anyways. Why wouldn't I take $850 million?
Right.
And from the Liv front, I mean, why would they give it to him? Because you win.
Yes.
Like, you had the... this is a PR move.
You got him
for
the
them.
Cave. Yeah.
You get the person who was the largest person, the biggest name that was outspoken against you, and you proved... He has a price, too, and we can get that person. So we're not that bad, after all, if the largest criticizer of us is coming to us.
This is a spite offer, like in Curb, when he does the spite coffee
Spoffer.
Store.
Yeah,
this is
Joe.
Just them wanting to be able to say, yeah, we got you. You said you'd never do it, and you did.
For what it's worth, the reporting on the offer came from City AM, which is a London financial paper. They said that two different sources had told them that there's been an offer made by Liv. It, quote-unquote, could happen and that it was an $850 million offer. The Irish Independent got a quote from Rory's manager, and the manager said, fake news, zero truth. So that's as of about an hour ago that that came in. And so now it's just a matter of, is it because that got out there before Rory could get the PR spin on his own side of it, or is there truly zero truth to this report?
Well, thank you for that, and thank you to all of you, and you were Legion, who wrote in yesterday telling us that all of Philadelphia's statues are the size of Allen Iverson's statue. I thought someone said that in the middle of the fray of us mocking the tiny.
We also said it in the postgame show.
I thought so, but regardless, a lot of people came down on me with great furor, great rage, because they thought that we didn't respect enough that all Philadelphia statues are tiny, tiny, embarrassing statues, not just Allen Iverson.
It also technically is at their practice facility in Camden, New Jersey. But other than that, we nailed it.
A statue has to be a little larger than life, okay? You know, I'm commissioning a statue of myself.
Really?
Yeah. It's going to be about 6 inches bigger than I am. It's going to be, my statue is going to be like 6'3", 6'4", not counting the pedestal. Mm-hmm. It demeans you to have a smaller-than-life statue. Mm-hmm. I mean, I don't want a statue of me. I look like a jockey. I'm 4 feet tall.
Greg has been talking about this statue for a couple of months now. Chris, were you aware of this? I don't know where he intends to put it, whether it's in your yard or his yard.
His backyard. Chris's yard.
You would honestly be amazed how serious he is about this.
Oh, he is serious.
Because usually he says stuff and
no, he's dead serious.
Like, he sends me emails. Hey, let's not forget about this.
He's been talking about it for months. I've heard it. And look, I don't think you guys are going to do anything with eBay because you guys don't know where money can be made. But you have talked about a statue long enough to make me believe that at your passing, Chris Cody is going to have in his yard, inherited from you, maybe the only thing in the will, your statue, a slightly larger than you, life-size replica of you.
I want to have it done.
You want to leave it for your son.
Of course. I want it to enjoy it while I'm alive.
Right. What is one of those
the living artifacts?
Back?
Yeah, thank you.
What is one of those set you back, Greg?
You know what? They're a little pricey.
Are they?
Yeah, they're
Let's get some details so that people understand that this is not a bit.
Maybe we crowdsource this.
I have seen you doing the research during breaks.
I have.
You are crowdsource it. Right.
Yeah.
You want Greg Cody? You want our
audience?
They
pay for it.
We publicly funded a ballpark for multiple teams. Why not publicly fund a statue that the masses can enjoy?
All right, I'm going to write that down.
Put it at a park?
Really? You're going to beg our audience to build him a statue?
Not beg, but if you want to contribute.
Ask.
Exactly.
Yeah.
We ask for money for Ron McGill's cars every week.
I just went to bigstatues.com, and I'm seeing it starts at $5,000.
Yeah.
Projects start at a minimum $5,000. Anything you can imagine, we can create.
Is it stone or is it bronze?
Well, if it's bronze, then that's where the price.
Well, what
really
have you
spikes.
Been looking into?
If it's marble, very expensive. Marble is a little creepy.
Yeah,
you know, marble is like a mausoleum
too
kind
much.
Of vibe.
Yeah.
So I'm thinking, I'm thinking bronze, hollow bronze, of course, save a few bucks.
Mm. You have a pose in mind?
You know what? That's another good question for you. Because
you doing a Charleston?
I've been thinking about that a lot.
Well, Dad, wait. This is good. Can you get up and show everyone what you would do, like in hotel rooms, when you would like be your pose, your muscular pose?
What?
I mean, like,
statue pose.
We would be traveling as a family, and my dad would like come out in his underwear, and he would just like.
Who needs me?
Go ahead, Dad. Show the people.
Baby.
All right, wait a minute. Wait.
A lot was said.
What?
Thank you. I really don't want to do that pose.
His underwear.
Yes.
Because they're boxers. They're not tidy whities.
Okay.
With the button on the front, or are we risking it?
Boxer briefs.
Boxer briefs. You know, like.
You guys are making this more weird than it was. It's dad.
Hot out. Day, listen, short Mark, boxers, you know.
Greg, please get behind me right now and recreate.
Hey, yo.
Baby.
There you go. Now.
Recreate what.
Take your shorts off.
I don't know whether the cameras are in the right place or not. I don't believe that you know what you're doing here in terms of lighting. But
he doesn't even have to like.
Okay,
here
we go.
He's got to move slightly to either the right or the left.
All right, there's the pose. Look.
Bodybuilder.
All right, hold on a second. All right.
Stay there.
Earlier,
good statue.
Earlier in the show, Greg, just hold on a second. No, please get behind me again if you don't mind.
A
just real quick.
Time, huh?
Yes, please. Baby, yeah, you can do it again because you're so, yeah, you're subtle.
Slightly over.
We want to see his feet too, so a little to the.
Ooh, an
we
don't want to see. Would be a good all option.
Right. All right, excellent camera work by everybody involved. Excellent directing by everyone involved. If I may, Greg, if you would stop for just a moment, parading around.
You have me back here.
I know, but I'm headed somewhere with this. In the first hour of the show, this is something that I have witnessed with Greg Cody, I would say for the better part of more than 30 years, okay? When scared and spotlighted, he will break into a specific kind of dance. It's always the same dance. It would be my statue for him. Greg, would you please now give me that dance? There is that
dance. Charleston.
Whenever anything is on him, yes, there's... that is one of the dances. There's also the one where you have your hand behind your back. Are you forgetting your hand behind your back? Yes, this one I have seen for many years. That would also be the statue.
Classic.
Yeah.
But Greg is saying there should be another statue, a different statue, bronze, hollowed out. Are you winded from those dances?
No, but I want to have a dignified statue of myself.
God.
I don't think I want to mock myself with a dance move. I think I want to... stand regally at attention.
You are winded.
And
he is.
I'm just, I'm not Napoleon. I don't want to have my hand in my shirt, but.
How about pen to paper or something like that, you know?
That's not a bad idea.
What age would you highlight?
I would say a youthful middle age.
Okay.
Hmm. Yeah. I want to be ephemeral.
A lot goes into this.
A lot goes into
it.
Exactly.
What kind of shirt are you wearing? What pattern? A lot goes into it.
Youthful middle age, he says, and then it sounded like a mummy coughing, like just coughing dust.
The living artifact.
Thank you.
No stone can be left unturned in the making of a statue. Right. It lives forever if done right.
Yeah, it does. And it will be bequeathed. To my oldest son, probably, in lieu of money. We'll leave him a statue.
Do you realize how grotesque that is as an inheritance? In lieu of money, he's leaving you just from the beyond a hollowed out bronze hymn.
You think the Lincolns would want money in exchange for the Lincoln Memorial?
Youthfully middle aged, judging you.
Hard to see that in the moment, though.
From your lawn.
That's in the backyard.
Greg thinks long term, gang.
Yeah, I do. It's eternal. I want to be eternal. That kind of thing.
We were talking about statue gropers yesterday. Where would you like people to rub your statue for luck?
The belly. I would.
You've been waiting all your life for that question to be
the
answered.
The belly.
Since the dawn of mankind, we've cooked our food over an open flame and debated the best way to grill. One thing not up for debate, grilling and beer always go together. And not just any beer will do. Whether you barbecue Texas style or celebrate Wednesday with burgers and dogs, you need a beer that tastes great and is less filling, so you have more room for food. You need Miller Lite. As you guys may or may not know, I'm a pretty decent cook, especially behind the barbecue. So when I start the fire from my smoker on a hot day, really, the only thing that I have to worry about is what wood I'm going to use. The easiest decision for me is what I'll be drinking. That's a nice ice cold can of Miller Lite. Oh, and by the way, here's a pro tip. It really goes well with brisket. Miller Lite keeps it simple, undebatable quality, and tastes as great as your barbecue. A perfect companion for grill masters across America. With the Miller Lite in hand, grilling doesn't just taste great, it tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right at your door, visit MillerLite.com/Dan. Or you can find it pretty much anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces.
It's that time again. The NBA playoffs are here. And boy, wouldn't it be cool to watch an NBA playoff game in person? Heck yeah, it would. And what better way to do so than by getting tickets on Game Time? Game Time's an authorized ticket marketplace of the NBA, which makes getting playoff tickets even faster and easier. Prices on the Game Time app actually go down the closer it gets to tip-off, which is perfect for people like you who don't plan things out. Or you're just really busy and you don't know you're going to have time to go to a game until the day of the game. And if basketball's not your thing, well, guess what? I'm on the Game Time app right now, and what's this? Oh, Megan Thee Stallion is coming to town. I could also see Bad Bunny or Blink-182, Shakira and more, because Game Time has tickets to all the high-profile events, not just sports. You know some of my favorite features on Game Time? I can go on the app and I can see the view from my seats, because sometimes it looks like they're going to be great, but I have no idea until I get there. But with this feature, I can actually see. Plus, they have the lowest price guaranteed. And as I mentioned, last minute deals. You can save up to 60% off buying your tickets last minute for sports, concerts, comedy, theater, and more. Plus, Game Time has flash deals, zone deals, all-in pricing. They've got it all, plus the lowest price guarantee, or Game Time will credit you 110% of the difference. And at Game Time, you always get the Game Time ticket coverage. Your purchase is covered with the most flexible customer service policy in the ticketing industry. Take the guesswork out of buying NBA tickets with Game Time. Download the Game Time app, create an account, and use code DAN for $20 off your first purchase. Terms apply. Again, create an account and redeem code DAN for $20 off. Download Game Time today. Last minute tickets, lowest prices, guaranteed.
Don Lebatard.
And then that Stafford threw him 25-2. Oh, there's a brand new kid in town out of BYU.
Stugatz.
They call him Puka.
Puka.
Puka Nacua.
Puka Nacua.
His quarterback is not named Tua.
Yeah,
yeah, he is Puka.
Puka.
Puka Nacua.
This is the Don Lebatard Show with the Stugatz.
I'm not kidding you when I say that he went effortlessly from the belly to the microphones go off, and then Greg Cody says, hey, remember that personal logo I was telling you about last week that I was making? I've made strides.
Wow. Ooh, strides.
Tell
There's
us
an
more.
Update yes. to be made on a personal logo. He is about to rummage through a bag now and tell us what he's been working
this
on.
This is the photo of myself. You can see the tail fin of late 1950s yeah. car.
You got to hold it up so we could actually
yeah.
see
yeah.
it.
Greg, yeah. Greg,
you're
how,
looking
how
at it.
Well,
he's trying to describe
Greg,
the picture.
How are you
looking.
So I'm bad trying, at this,
yeah,
Greg.
Roy
Greg.
That's
knows.
Back in the day when people used to drive for fun, we talked about yesterday. And if those of you,
right.
for those of you who are just tuning in and missed it, this is as a response to Greg not liking Wemby's new logo. Greg said he could make a logo better
Thank
than
you.
Wemby's logo. Last
and by the way, this is...
Way to set him up, Billy.
This is intentionally a little off... center, not mm-hmm. off center, but a little out of focus, and I want that.
Is that 1440?
Yeah, it is.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Wow, can I see that?
Yeah.
Look at that.
And what we're going to do is we're going to look through it, look onto the photo in kaleidoscope fashion.
Oh, I love it.
And make it round. And across the cropped round photo, mm-hmm. we're going to have words that convey yeah. a logo.
If let me stop everyone for a second, because we've got a rare treat on our hands right now. It's not quite an eclipse, but it's Greg Cody in his late hour pride of going a little bit delusional after after a rare road rage incident that brought him in all sorts of hot. So I just need everyone to understand that Greg Cody was just outside, and one of the things he just belched at the room is in general is, does anything go cold faster than scrambled eggs? Just shouts
well,
it at
right.
the room. Put yeah. it on the poll, please, Juju. Does anything go cold faster than scrambled eggs? And then out of nowhere, a burst in which Greg Cody is in a room full of people, and he's pantomiming an aggressive bowling move. He
yeah.
is pantomiming aggressively bowling, and Roy says to him, be careful, Greg, you're going to throw your back out. And Greg shouts across the room, I'm going to throw my front out.
Mm-hmm. Just one of life's mysteries, Dan. How does coffee go cold but ice cream goes hot and melts? Same temperature. Who knows?
Chris, what do you have back there? Because your dad is derailing everything now.
I have him in the last segment.
We're going to let that slide. We're going to let that slide.
Coffee and ice cream are the same temperature?
Yeah, left out in a room, hot coffee will go cold, and cold ice cream goes hot. How? Who knows?
Yeah. One's warming up the room temperature,
the freezer,
other one's cooling
the other
down.
One, yeah.
That wasn't me.
What do you mean it wasn't you?
That's not me.
It is you.
No, that was Mike Tyson running. I don't know what that sound is.
I want those side by side. I need them. What a picture, man. 1440.
Yeah.
You developed this in a dark room.
I don't know. That's a banana bike.
Look how blurry
bike.
It is. I mean,
anybody remember the banana bike with the banana seat?
Yeah.
Of course. Yeah. Classic. Schwinn.
So that's your logo?
Probably not. We couldn't afford a Schwinn.
Just that with words around it?
I'm trying to crop that, take it through a round thing, and I'm envisioning what I want, but I don't necessarily have the technological know-how to create what I want, but I definitely have a.
So your logo is your face?
The logo.
You like Wendy's?
The logo is going to be me at this age in front of 1440, cropped to show just myself and the bicycle and maybe the tail fin of that car. Maybe the awning as well. Not sure where to crop it.
Good awnings. That was back in the day of hurricane shutter technology where you just kind of remove the poles, fold them down. We didn't need any of that.
That's correct.
Windows that are hurricane resistant. Just fold down the awnings.
Right. And Wild Bill Cody, by the way, made that wall.
Really?
In the left there.
You got to keep part of that wall in the logo, I would think.
Yeah.
Is that Radke era?
It is Radke era.
Yeah.
Radke era 1440. Yeah.
So this is a tribute to Greg Cody's just general artful narcissism.
He's come
back from Las Vegas. He wants a statue and a logo. And the logo, of course, is his face and his home and all the things that are not interesting about him. And that he finds wildly interesting. And let me make it some art. Let me come get in closer on my face. How about more me? You want a little more me? How about my bicycle? Does my bicycle also say me?
And
do you want more me?
The beauty is you'll never bring my face into focus.
Mm-hmm.
It will always be blurry, and that's what I want.
Like the NBA logo.
That's what I want.
Yes. Mm-hmm. I mean, the dolphin logo is a dolphin.
Excellent commentary by Stu Gatz. Really bringing it in his 50s, improving his game every day, growing by the sentence. Thank you, Stu Gatz, for all the effort you pour into this every day at being great, at being better than you were the day before.
What would your logo be?
You're an adult man. You're an adult human being. You're just farting out a mascot
commentary.
I was
just pointing something out. I mean, Greg's on to something. The dolphin logo is indeed a dolphin. The lion's a lion.
Thank you,
I mean,
Stu Gatz. Yeah. Excellent commentary, as
Greg
always.
Greg logo's a Greg. Yeah.
Are you coughing?
You'll all marvel when my official logo is presented.
I can't. I'd be between that and the statue. I can't wait.
A wheezing threat. He could barely get it out because he's not breathing well from the two dances he did behind me.
Right,
Greg. How was the trip to Los Angeles that you just took instead of going to the Masters with your son?
It was great. The wife and I had a wonderful time. It was beyond magical. The venue, the Hollywood Bowl, is just terrific. We'd never been there before. The concert itself, the bill was just, I mean, Paul McCartney, Eagles, Kenny Chesney, Snoop Dogg, Pitbull, you know, a bunch of guests who did video only, including, thank God, somebody did sing Lovely Cruise, or else I would have just nixed the entire concert as a failure. But I did get to hear Lovely Cruise by Dave Matthews on a video, so it was great.
I saw the clip of Margaritaville where it looked like Pitbull did not know the words to the song.
Yeah. Right. He was the outlier on the bill, I would say. But he played that one song of his that's absolutely terrific. I didn't know it. But I have a set list here.
What was Will Arnett doing on stage
in
the middle
of that?
Yeah, everybody wondered what was Will Arnett doing on stage. I have no
idea. Being
a
celebrity.
It felt a little, when I saw the clips, it felt a little weird. Like, it was just like the music people should be up there. Why is Woody Harrelson up there?
Yeah, well, all of them had a connection to Jimmy Buffett.
But they liked him?
No, they told stories. They vacationed with him. They were friendly.
It was meant to be, was it not, a bit of his musician friends throwing their funeral tribute for him?
Yes, yeah. And Pitbull, by the way, did Don't Stop the Party, which I didn't know by name, but it's
classic
a well-known.
So
it you
great.
Wrote down the set list?
You know, it's online.
He does have the set list here, Stu Gatz.
But Snoop Dogg did Gin and Juice, which is a classic of his.
He didn't write it down, but what Greg Cody got to do is just sort of rummage around in his old album collection. And while I saw this on the interwebs as well, telling everybody, yeah, I had a hookup here. You should have seen all the beer I drank for free.
Well, I wanted
I had a hookup. Somebody recognized me from the show. It's why it's all gone to my head. Have you heard of Hee Haw 3? Maybe they'll play for the next legend who dies.
Yeah, I wanted to thank my benefactor.
What was their name?
Jose Baldadas.
Exactly. Right.
What did he give you?
Well, I didn't take advantage of him. He offered to give me drinks and food throughout the night. I did let him.
You were a genuine celebrity.
Well, let's not get carried
How many times
away.
Did you hit him with the, I'll have one more?
Well, I ended up
That's
having,
my dad's move.
I ended
now
up,
you don't want to get carried
no,
away?
No, we got a couple of free They didn't have Miller Lite. Got a couple of free My wife, you know, they had margarita in a can. Ran out early in the evening.
Margaritaville,
you
know.
That's the exactly parrot head's right. drink of choice. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So the wife had a couple of margarita cans, which sounds awful, margarita in a can, but I'm sure it was good. But he was nice. Jose, thank you again for your hospitality.
But he recognized you. You were thrilled to be spotted in the wild.
Right. We had great seats, thanks to my wife. You know, if I'm buying the tickets, we'd have been about 150 yards from the stage, way up the hill. But the
this was one of the greatest nights of your life.
Yeah, I would say in a concert context, it was. Yeah, you know, I've been on stage with Elton John in Las Vegas
performing.
On stage we had second row seats, which qualified us stage for the encore. Mm. Encore. This was not that, but it was wonderful. It was great. Mm. I cannot speak highly enough. I've heard a rumor that I just started that there's going to be a continuation of Jimmy Buffett tribute shows across the country, but none will be like this. Paul McCartney singing the song he sang at Jimmy Buffett's dying bedside in September. It was an emotional night because everybody had a great story. Brandi Carlile is one of my favorites, and she told a story about her relationship with Jimmy. And actually, one of the few artists, and this was a very disappointment to me, big disappointment, one of the artists that was cold up there and didn't really acknowledge Jimmy or sing any of his songs was Eagles, which was a big disappointment because they were the cold.
All the Eagles? Like Don Henley?
With Eagles,
like,
yeah. What were they there it? For what, if they who? Didn't acknowledge Jimmy or sing his song?
Who are you accusing of what?
The Eagles.
Jaws?
But you don't know. So you didn't do them the courtesy. You're going to call them out now publicly.
Right. You want me to recite every member of the band?
Well, but who was there? It wasn't going to be. Was it all the Eagles?
Except for Glenn Frey, who died a couple of years ago. It was all the Eagles, yeah.
Jason Kelsey?
Seth Joyner?
No, and Taylor Swift was not there either.
I mean, really? Kelsey was good enough. He limps in with that shit. Yeah, follow it up with more shit?
You got to throw a Taylor Swift
Jason
out
Kelsey
there.
Was fine. Mm-hmm. You guys couldn't let his joke be the best joke. You had to limp in with shittier jokes.
Why would Taylor be with Jason?
That's a good point.
Yeah.
I heard Kelsey.
Family.
Yeah. And furthermore, I asked you, you don't even know if it's the Eagles.
It's Eagles.
That was the weirdest part. My dad's like, Eagles.
You don't.
Okay, the Eagles don't use the, okay?
They should.
I'm not making
Drop the
that
the,
up.
It's cleaner. It's,
the name of the group is Eagles. If you look at any of their albums, it does not
say
how the
many
Eagles.
Of them, but how many of them were there?
It's the original. Look, Joe Walsh is part
Who
of the band.
You, what are you accusing them of?
I'm accusing them of not bending the knee to mm-hmm. Jimmy Buffett.
You're right.
Everybody else was telling a Jimmy Buffett story, a personal story.
Eagles either were
that,
being Eagles.
Either that right. or singing one of his songs.
Yeah.
They were the only group that did three songs, and none of them was a Buffett song.
Disrespectful to the memory of Jimmy Buffett.
I heard it. I did. I heard it as disrespect. So did my wife. Without solicitation, she volunteered how weird it was that Eagles said nothing about Jimmy,
right.
did not perform a song, did their three
this
songs.
This is a new and unimproved Dan Levitard show with the Stugats. Gamble on by DraftKings.
Everyone is talking about magnesium. It's all you hear about. But why? What do we know about magnesium? Well, magnesium is the number one mineral that 75% of Americans are deficient in. If you are a woman over 35, magnesium will help you rediscover balance, energy, and vitality. Magnesium supports more than 300 enzymatic reactions in your body, including those involved in hormonal balance. From functional medicine doctors to mental well-being and female hormone experts, we all know that magnesium is the one mineral to improve all aspects of well-being and health. But which one? Magnesium Breakthrough from Bioptimizers, the trusted choice recommended by leading experts, with 7 best-absorbed forms of magnesium to ensure your body receives the support it needs for overall well-being. Go to bioptimizers.com/balance today and use code BALANCE10 for 10% off. Support your journey to wellness at bioptimizers.com/balance. Magnesium Breakthrough from Bioptimizers, your foundation to optimal health and vitality.
Don Lebatard.
He, for some reason, would do a Gary Stevens impersonation of the offensive coordinator of the Miami Dolphins and the University of Miami. Go ahead. Do you want to do that for the people? Your Gary Stevens impersonation? You want to give people some of that? 30 years in the making.
Stugatz.
What? Who needs me?
Oh, that?
What? You got my whole life. You're going to go to Buffalo and win with Bernie Pomeli? Who needs me?
This is the Don Lebatard Show with the Stugatz.
This is an amazing fact. The Eagles did the Eagles and didn't do the Eagles.
Right. That's true.
Really Freddie Mitchell? Yeah, that, you're shaking your head at that one, huh?
Seth Joyner. Seth Joyner, and he got, Taylor Swift. Fart out a joke. Oh, let me get in on the bad jokes. Taylor Swift, fart. Fart noise. I'm not even trying. So easy for me to be funny. He comes in with Seth Joyner. I'm going to fart out of Taylor Swift. I'm an entertainer.
She would have made more sense than Will Arnett.
Oh, yeah.
For being honest.
No, yeah, that's true. Will Arnett.
So you guys were laughing about a Vern Lundquist photo. It appears that Chris Cody just learned that it was not a tree shaking the hand of Tiger Woods in a seismic legendary moment at the Masters. It was not a tree with a flabby white arm that was old and said the Masters. It was Vern Lundquist was behind a tree. After 40 years of broadcasting the Masters, he did not want to take the shine away from Tiger Woods, who was finishing again in last place.
What shine are you taking away?
Taking away. He wanted Tiger Woods and the Masters to get the moment, not him. So all you see there is a single arm of an old white master, a legend. Vern Lundquist gave his arm to Tiger Woods, and it was an iconic photograph taken at the Masters. I want to, though, go to some Holly Anderson reporting. Some people are saying, Mark Nagy is saying, this is some of the finest reporting he has ever seen done. And Mark Nagy is saying that you should never forget that Vern Lundquist is Mr. Steal Your Girl. It's the story of how Vern Lundquist met his third and current wife. Are you ready?
Mm-hmm.
In the words of Vern Lundquist, who looks like a soap bubble and is a legend and deserves his send-off as just an arm in Tiger Woods' life. We met in a bar, and I hasten to add, it was an upscale bar in Dallas. It was a place called Arthur's. And you got to keep in mind, Vern Lundquist is of a time, and he's a poet, and he's a voice for our times.
I'm not going to lie. You kind of sounded like him there. I'm going to close my eyes.
Channeling.
I walked in after I did the 10 o'clock news with WFAA-TV in Dallas, and I just didn't want to go home. Nancy and her date were at the bar, and her date recognized me from local television and invited me over to have a drink. He introduced me to his date, and her name was Nancy Miller. It was their first date, a blind date. So we sat and chatted, and her date, Raymond Willie, said to me, "Listen, I know you're single. I'm going to fix you up with a friend of mine, and we can all go to dinner." He looked at Nancy and asked her, "Dinner?" He looked at Nancy and asked her, "What are you doing Thursday night?" She said, "Nothing." He said, "Good. You'll be my date, and we'll fix Vern up with his school teacher friend of mine, and we'll go to dinner." Meanwhile, I'm looking at Nancy thinking, she's the prettiest thing I've ever seen in my life. So Raymond finally left to take care of his business, and I asked Nancy, "So how involved are you with Raymond?" She said, "Oh, this is our first date, and it's a blind date." So I said, "Well, forget what he's talking about on Thursday night. What are you doing on Saturday night?" And she said, "I think I'm doing whatever you're doing."
Wow.
My man. Wow, Vern.
So how involved are you with Raymond?
That's right, Vern. Making it happen with a growl. It's not quite Tyson. It's a little more Greg Cody. Damn coughing right. And wheezing. Yeah. But he will.
Baby.
baby.
Mm-hmm. Vern got the burn. Wow.
Yeah.
He got it going on.
Got the burn.
Damn right. Yeah. Vern got the burn. Mm-hmm.
Put that on a logo.
Yes. Thank you. Those will be flying off the Levitard merch store shelves. Vern got the burn.
And he'll give it to you.
Yeah. Great. Or a photo of Vern as a tree shaking someone's hand. Shaking Nancy Miller's hand.
In black and white.
His future wife's hand as a tree. That'd be great for a t-shirt. Vern Lundquist as a tree shaking the hand of a woman nobody knows.
That's Mrs. Tree, future Mrs. Tree.
That's a t-shirt right there.
Giving somebody the burn might not be too positive there. You know what I mean?
You're right.
Across the top, Vern got the burn.
Feel the Vern.
We don't want to imply that we're burning down trees.
No,
Smokey
never.
The Bear would be out there waving a big paw
protesting.
At us.
Feel the Vern.
Mm-hmm.
That is as polite as that could be done, right? How involved are you? Like, if you're going to just steal someone's date?
Very polite.
So you're saying his signature line in an action movie would be some form of Lothario, feel the burn. That's what you guys are saying.
Got the burn.
Is the movie feel poster, the is he slides in. You're on your date.
I have him saying it.
You're unsuspecting. You're on your date. You let your guard down for a second. Who's going to slide into your life and steal your girl and say, feel the Vern? Would she like to feel the Vern? Not on Thursday night. How about Saturday night? I'm doing whatever you're doing. I'm feeling the Vern.
I'm doing whatever you're doing. That's goosebumps.
Vern Lundquist telling his own story.
At least he was classy enough to ask how involved.
Yeah,
you know,
true.
It's a question.
Oh, a gentleman.
A gentleman and a scholar.
A gentleman and a thief.
Yeah, a thief for sure.
You think his move is any different if she says very involved?
Yeah.
How about
trying to pay respect.
You think Vern backs off?
I don't know, but we can only be left to guess because he did it the most efficient way possible.
Yeah, it is efficient.
Gentleman's grace.
Good for
him. He's the gentleman thief. You can ask all your hypothetical questions, but with his third wife, he did it correctly.
Right.
Play your second guess as much as you like. Do as much as you like trying to tell us how you would have done it better. But he got the girl, did it politely, and we're marveling at the way that he did it.
First guy would have been down to watch.
What?
Feel the burn.
It was. What's his name? It would have been funnier. I wish I had remembered because he remembered the name. Because Vern, in the retelling of the story, this is one
he knew
of
his
the
first
things.
And last
no,
name.
That's it. Well, wait a minute. Nancy's the prettiest thing he's ever seen. And he remembers that fool's name and he would like everyone to know it.
How many times?
Raymond Willie is his name. Raymond Willie.
How many times do you think Vern used that line? You're the prettiest thing I've ever seen.
Well, with his first two wives, I'm guessing.
Hey!
I mean, come on, third wife. Yeah, Vern got the burn, that kind of thing.
That kind of thing, yeah.
Feel the Willie is a little different.
You really mailed that in there. The feel, like, can you do me the courtesy of some of your signature?
Go ahead. What were you saying?
Your signature lines,
right.
Can you deliver them with some enthusiasm instead of just farting them out of the side of your mouth?
They don't all warrant enthusiasm.
Mm-hmm. How about a back in my day? You got one of those today?
Or? You know what? I don't. It's a veteran rest day.
Yeah, right. Travel.
WNBA draft
last night. LA traffic.
Veteran rest.
Yeah.
Play-in week, yeah.
Parentheses, veteran
playoffs
rest.
About to start, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Billy, you mentioned something earlier. You said that you got, and I don't know how often this happens to anyone else here in this group. I suspect it might happen. Happened to Tony. I doubt it happens to Jeremy. But you mentioned stumbling on the television into the Spanish feed.
Oh, yeah.
And when I do that, I will stay on many of the movies that are in the Spanish feed. I will stay on them for a while.
I know why.
Well, yes.
Different movie?
There are many reasons to listen to the Spanish feed. The number of times that I've been watching a movie that's like 14 seconds of action silence, there are no words, and then all of a sudden The Rock is speaking in Spanish.
Yeah. I'm in the middle of a Disney, like, we put on the Spanish version of Disney movies for my daughter now, and it's a totally different experience. Not that we've ever discussed this or anyone cares. I wonder if anyone else does this because we want her to be bilingual and speak English and Spanish. So, like, I know a lot of the famous Disney songs, but the version in Spanish right now. Throws me off, but it's not a fight worth having with my wife.
But this is the easiest time. Before 6 years old is when you and how you learn a new language the easiest. And so if you want your child to be bilingual, that is a shortcut.
Yes. Dan, I had an experience yesterday that we haven't discussed that I wanted to share with you because I thought that you would appreciate it.
Is this what you texted me last night?
It is what I texted you.
Can I set it up, please, for the audience? Okay, thank you. Because I don't think in 20 years doing this, Billy has ever unsolicited volunteered a story like this that comes at his expense.
Yeah.
Chris Cody, do you have for me? Because I think—
He usually tries to find yours.
That's correct. Yeah. But Billy offered me in the middle of the night just something he knew would delight me of both his frailty and his, his neighbors must think that he's at least a little bit terrifying.
In that area, it's commonplace what I was doing.
Okay, but when I explain this to the audience, they will understand why it's not commonplace. So, Billy has told you before, he may have introduced America to El Afilador. El Afilador comes around your neighborhood and he will sharpen your knives. He will sharpen the things that you need to cook properly. But the sound that he makes is horror movie horrifying. That is the truck in the neighborhood telling the people, hey, come on out. Do you want your knives sharpened? Mm-hmm.
Your hearing shattered.
A horrifying ice cream truck.
That is more terrifying than Tyson.
Billy, called by his siren song,
yeah,
wanders out into his front yard.
Well, because this is what happened, is that I heard that sound, but I heard it off in the distance, and I surmised that it was driving in the block behind me, but was going to make a turn around and come down my block. And my machete right now is very dull, so I needed a good sharpening. So as soon as I heard it, I ran into the house, and I'm like, I need the keys to get them shedding from the shed. And I was asking quickly, I can't miss this guy. He's coming around. We never know what, because that's the thing. There's no schedule. You just hear the sound, and you never know when it's going to happen
again.
That
is so true. Billy, there is no schedule. It's not an appointed time.
No.
But Jeremy is looking at you the right way. Yes, somewhere in South Florida last night, as night fell,
yeah,
a Billy Gill was running into and out of his home with a dull machete that he was yelling he needed to have sharpened immediately.
Absolutely.
What is the price of that, by the way? How much does that cost?
You know, prices vary. So I was going in there because I had a number of things. My wife was also saying, our kitchen knives are a little dull, but why don't we experiment? Because you never know. It's never the same person. Prices vary. So it's like, well, let's go out and let's get the machete sharpened first. Then we'll get a sense for the pricing and the work, and then we'll decide, do we want our kitchen knives also sharpened? So I got it. I ran out there. I got it. I'm running out there with it. It's in, as I pointed out, it's scabbard. So for safety purposes, it's in there. And then I'm standing kind of like right on the grass on the edge of the sidewalk waiting for it with this giant knife. Just kind of hold. I'm also kind of holding it so it can be seen. So if, the person drives by, they know I mean business. I'm there to get this sharpened. And I had it out. I was out there a good 5-6 minutes. And then I just didn't hear the sound anymore. And I had a Zoom meeting that I had to do about this thing that's going to come up next week. So I had to kind of go in because there was a lot of people on it. And I was, I play a role in that meeting. So I had to be part of it. So then I had to kind of just walk back with my tail between my legs back into my house with this dull knife. And then I also had to figure out, where do I put this? Because I have to have it nearby in case they come by again. Because, again, you never know when they're going to come by. But not in a place that my daughters could grab it and kill each other.
If I ran out there with a machete like that, I would be shot. Since the dawn of mankind, we've cooked our food over an open flame and debated the best way to grill. One thing not up for debate, grilling and beer always go together. And not just any beer will do. Whether you barbecue Texas style or celebrate Wednesday with burgers and dogs, you need a beer that tastes great and is less filling, so you have more room for food. You need Miller Lite. As you guys may or may not know, I'm a pretty decent cook, especially behind the barbecue. So when I start the fire from my smoker on a hot day, really, the only thing that I have to worry about is what wood I'm going to use. The easiest decision for me is what I'll be drinking. That's a nice ice cold can of Miller Lite. Oh, and by the way, here's a pro tip. It really goes well with brisket. Miller Lite keeps it simple, undebatable quality, and tastes as great as your barbecue. A perfect companion for grill masters across America. With the Miller Lite in hand, grilling doesn't just taste great, it tastes like Miller time.
To get Miller Lite delivered right at your door, visit MillerLite.com/Dan. Or you can find it pretty much anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.